then in the morning it rises reddish. So why it does not look reddish always if it is fixed?
Well, the material scientists say it's because of the atmospheric condition. When you it refracts the light in such a way that it becomes reddish. That's what they say. Because it's thicker atmosphere, you have to look through more atmosphere.
So high? After a few hours, it goes so high.
Well, there's less atmosphere to look through. Why it goes up there?
That means move?
No, no, because we're moving this way. The Earth is rotating.
You are moving, but why you say sometimes this position and sometimes that position?
Well, because the Earth also moves like this. It's going around the Sun, and then every day it rotates once. Hmm? It rotates on an axis, like this. So therefore, the Sun seems to go around, but although actually it's the Earth that goes around.
Now, if you measure when this Sun and when it's come meridian distance, so do you think the Earth is moving so quickly? It is according to their modern science, the Earth is moving 25,000 miles only per hour. Now, within 24 hours.
That's around the Sun.
Huh? No. Is it possible?
24-hour day, 25,000 miles circumference.
Oh. So how Earth has gone so quickly around that it is seen the different position of the Sun? This means Sun is not fixed, Sun is moving. And in the Bhagavad it is said that it is moving at the rate of 16,000 miles per second. I think I have calculated 16,000 miles.
Does that mean that the Sun is going around the Earth? Is the Sun going around the Earth?
Sun is going around the whole planetary system.
The scientists think the whole planetary system is going around the Sun.
Srila Prabhupada, Earth is also moving? Earth planet is also moving?
Along with all other stars that you can see at night.
They're all moving around the pole star.
Yes.
So that means that the more we learn material education, it's becoming more and more foolish.
Yes. Material education means mura. This is also material education, the movement of the Sun, but they are not perfect.
Srila Prabhupada, if the Earth is moving so fast, why isn't everything blown off? Why are we not blown off the surface of this planet? Now it's moving so fast, how are we able to remain here and not be blown off?
I do not.
The planet is moving.
He's saying we're moving, so therefore the wind should blow everybody off. The speed.
Why is everything so peaceful if it's moving so fast?
Which is moving so fast?
Well, Bhavananda
said. This planet is moving so fast.
Turning.
But it doesn't appear to be moving at all.
Suppose a small ant is on some big wheel. Does it feel anything, movement? a big wheel and a small ant. What he'll feel? This is called relativity. Law of relativity. Why you are thinking that relatively you are very big? That is your foolishness. You are nothing, insignificant. That's why we are surprised when Krishna appeared as Brahmavarti to take the whole earth on his nose. Who is he? Is he mindless? You do not know how great Krishna can become. Mahato Mahiyan. Anu, what is that?
Anurani.
Anuraniyan Mahato Mahiyan. So he is greater than the greatest. Dasaram, I thought that my child eating earth, he saw all the planetary system. So she thought, what is this? I like, don't do this.
So to accept a spiritual master means that one has to learn everything again.
What is that?
That to accept a spiritual master means that we have to learn everything over again. Practically everything we learn was incorrect.
It is correct to some extent, but it's why you can see to some extent. But that does not mean you can see everything. You have got limited potential. This is called unlimited and limited. We are limited.
Actually, I think it makes much more sense because when the scientists say that the Earth spins around this way very quickly, then his point is valid. Why we don't fall off, or why we don't feel...
It is not quickly, it is only...
But when the Bhagavad says the whole thing moves, then there's no friction.
Yes.
Therefore it's still.
Yes.
It's not rubbing against everything, because everything is moving.
Yes. Just like this Earth also, according to them, it is going around the sun, but you don't feel anything, according to them. And according to them, it is running at the rate of 25,000 miles, and if you in the airplane, it is going 600 miles per hour, and still there is so much jerking. That is your creation, genie machine. And God's creation, it is moving. Even it is moving, you cannot understand.
No problems.
That is perfect creation. Purnam, Purnam, the word is Purnamidam. Everything perfect. Purnamidam, Purnamala, Purnat, Purnam, Udachyate. Because God is all perfect. Whatever He has created, they are all perfect. Relatively, all perfect. Just like this earth, it is all perfect. Whatever you want, you inhabitants of this earth, they are all there. You want air, water, light, everything is there. Purnamidam. Purna purnam dachyate. Purnasya purnamadaya. So, you are using so much water, so much light, still it is perfect. Just like the cultivation, every year you are taking so much products. Still again, you can take. Mm. It's a Purnamidam, perfectly done. That is God's creation. This body, you see, you have to capture something. You require some solid thing here, it is there. If it is, it was soft, only skin, then you could not catch this. How perfect it is then. It is required here, not the whole finger. This is called perfect creation. Sensation of sex is in a particular position, not everywhere. Because if that sensation were not there, then nobody would feel sex, then there will be no creation. This is called perfect creation. Mm. The same sensation could have been here, there, no. Mm. That particular sensation is there to induce it. Similarly, everything is going on. How to fix it? Everybody is made. Everybody is made according to the work it has to do. The pig, it has to eat stool. His mouth is made in a different way. The tiger has to eat meat. His mouth is made differently. This is called perfect creation.
And also among human beings, different human bodies.
Yes. According to karanam guna sanga asya sada sat janma jonishu. So according to the guna is infected, the body is made. If you infect some disease, smallpox, then you must get the disease. There is no excuse.
So a devotee, is said in Bhagavad Gita that a devotee is above the modes of nature. It is said in Bhagavad Gita, Sagunan Samati Jaitan. So when a devotee becomes very advanced, does that mean that he should not feel an inclination to do particular work,
yes,
and simply want to serve Krishna?
Otherwise, how they can give up sex life? Unless he is liberated, how he can give up sex life?
That's something which puzzles all the materialists.
Materialists are rascals, muras. Their only title is mura. S. Vishnu Chakravarti has described the Kurmis as muras. Kurmis are lowest grade of muras. Above them, the gyanis. And above them, muktas, liberated. And above them, bhaktas. And above all bhaktas, Krishna bhaktas.
Jai.
This is it. Graduation. So kurmis are murhas.
There are other kinds of bhaktas other than Krishna bhaktas?
Yes. Narayan bhakta, Vishnu bhakta. They are all Krishna. but above all of them, Krishna.
Many people in India, they say they are sheave boxes.
They are all in the material world. Karmis. Karma kanda. Ritualistic ceremony. Prahlad Maharaj described them. Is that very worthy? And meaning is one who cannot control the senses. Abhijita indriya. Ajitendriyanam. Ajita. One who could not conquer the senses. They are called karmis. Ajitendriyanam. So all these penances, more silence, meditation, then studying the Vedic literature, and so many things are there. Prahlad Maharaj, in one word, he said, they are meant for Ajitendriyana, one who could not conquer over the senses, for them. And for a devotee, one who is actually pure devotee of Krishna, he is sagunana samatyutta. Not that a teeny devotee can claim that he has overcome the influence of Krishna. No. This is called paramahansa. Sagunana samatyutta. Not that, because we have taken to devotion, we have become immediately. The process has begun immediately, curing process. But we should not think that we have become perfect. That is wrong. Yagyat dana tapakriya natachyam. Therefore, we must follow the regulative process. As soon as you become a rascal, now I become advanced, I don't require to chant 16 hours, I can do whatever I can. Then he's gone to hell. Upstart. Immediately becomes paramahansa. He's a rascal. He has given the path of becoming paramahansa. One is admitted in the school, he must learn, and one day he will become MA. And simply by entering the school, he says, I am MA. That is rascal. This is a chance given. To become a Jitendriya. It's a very difficult task. But it is easy. If he immediately becomes a pure devotee, annabhilashita sunnam, everything makes zero. All desire except Krishna. That is one thing. But that does not become very easily done. One has to try very rigidly, then it will be possible. Therefore, amongst the devotees, there are three grades, Kanishthadhikari, Madhyamadhikari, and Uttamadhikari. So if the Kanishthadhikari thinks that I have become Uttamadhikari, then he's a rascal. He's a rascal. If he wants to imitate the Uttamadhikari, then he's a rascal.
The cheating propensity?
Not cheating, foolishness. It may not be cheating, but he does not know. Achyavayam harai japujaan sudhya. What is that? Natat bhakti su chaarni su
Bhakta Prakrita.
Bhakta Prakrita Smita. The beginning is Acharan. But because he has given the chance of Acharan, if he thinks that he has become Paramahansa, then he is a police. It will take time. The process is there. Therefore, preaching is Madhavadika. One should take to preaching one gradually. When the preaching was preachers, they have got discrimination. Here is abhakta, here is bhakta. But in the Paramahansa stage, Uttamadhikari, he sees everyone is a devotee. I am not devotee. That is Uttamadhikari. Yeah, Kaviraj Goswami said, Purisher ki dhaita mui sagari. Sanatana Goswami says, I am born in low grade family. My work is over. And the counterpart. Punnaganda Prithibhyancha. What is the force? Punnaganda Prithibhyancha. That this flavor of the rose.
Original fragrance of the earth?
Yes. Out of that most fragrant flavor, Krishna says, I am directly. So if you are Krishna conscious, having this flavor, you'll understand, here is Krishna. This is Krishna conscious. Punnaganda Prithibhyancha. This flavor is there all over this earth, but you cannot see it. That doesn't mean there is no God, but he is there.
They didn't live in the cities, because the cities make it so hard for anybody to understand that there is a God.
They're Muras. They have to understand. If they do not understand, then even Mura. That is human life. The human beings should understand that I am Mura. So I love to learn. And Veda says, then go to Guru. Tad vijnanartham sa guru meva vihacche. You must go if you want to learn. And if he remains mura and speculates, then he remains mura. Mm. He never gets the enlightenment. remains continually. Mura janmani janmani, mama prapriva. He cannot get a God. Life after life he'll go on like that. Mura. Asurishu jani, asurik jani. He'll remain completely ignorant about God. What was his function, only function, to understand God during this life, a human form of life. But so-called science wants to keep him rascal and mura. Therefore he fights so much with these rascals, big rascals. They want to keep them. He's mura, he's blind, and he's trying to lead other blind men. Andhajathandhirupaniyamana, sripishatantra. Rascal does not know that he is hand and bound, hand and leg bound up by the laws of meditation. Still, he denies that I am independent, I can think independently, I can avoid God, and so many things. Therefore they are mudas. He cannot do it, and every inch he is bound up. And still he's thinking independent. That is the first class mura. Mura na vijanati mamibha paramabhayam. Every darkness, he keeps himself in dark. This life was given to him by nature to become liberated by understanding God, but he does not take care of. He is making plans. We shall be happy like this, we shall be happy like this, we shall be happy. Therefore there are murahs. That will not help him, he does not know. And if he simply tries to understand Krishna, he becomes immediately liberated. Janma karma me dibbam jujanati tattada takta dehang punarjana. Everything is there. But he'll do so many plans and nothing will be successful. He'll avoid Krishna. This is the first class mura. Adhata brahmajigyasa. Vedanta philosophy, first instruction, now you inquire about God. This is the only chance. At cats and dogs, you cannot do that. Now, atha, atho, you have enjoyed your senses so much, as cats, dogs, tigers, and so on, so on. Now, you devote to understand. Inquiry. Athāta brahma-jikyāsa.
It's about 5 minutes to seven, Śrīla Prabhupāda.
She shall go? No.
If you like.
We got it.
Oh, where was it?
Huh?
Walk out to the front gate today. And
yes,
see
yeah.
How they're painting.
Oh yes. So let us go. What says Uttishtha, Jagrata, Prapta Pranimur. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Jiva Jaga, Jiva Jaga. Still you will sleep in this human form of life, and even an animal, cat and dog. A simple word, Jiva Jaga, Jiva Jaga. This is Vedic instruction. Uttishtata, jagra, get up, be awakened. You have got these bodies. Try to understand God. That you will not do. They will come to fight. Oh, you are playing mridanga at 4 o'clock and disturbing my sleeping. This is what you know. Thank you. Let me go to the police. Huh? You're trying to awaken me? Huh? From my sleeping? Huh? You're trying to make me intelligent? Let me remain fool while you're disturbing me? Simply wasting our time. Nidra haro bihara kaadi vijitau. The Goswami, they have conquered over sleeping first. Nidra. Then eating. Nidra har bihar kaad. So. What is it?
It says, rough when not in use.
What is this?
It's for the gate.
So why it is like that? People have fallen down?
In other words, it should be up during the
day. That is Mula.
About how they are complaining that we are waking them up. Very interesting story in Hawaii. For 1 year, every day, this one man living next door to us, every morning would call the police force at Gurupuj. So many cars would come, 3-4 police cars. But finally, after 1 or 2 weeks coming, they would come very happily, and they would take prasad.
Police.
So they came because he called. They had to follow his complaint. But they told me personally, we are coming not to arrest you or complain. We like your activities. Please give us some prasadam.
Also in Caracas, many, many police cars come to the temple for prasadam.
Yeah?
Prabhupada, I think your dhoti is...
People against us were trying to prove that we are not actually a real religion. So the judge became very angry at the other lawyer and stood up on his bench. The judge stood up and said, are you trying to say that these people are not a bona fide religion? And the lawyer said, no, Your Honor, no.
In Sydney, they spent $10,000 in the council compiling a case against us. Every day they used to come and film us and take names. And we didn't contest the case, but just carried on Sankirtan, and the judge threw them out of court. They spent $10,000. It was a big scandal and lost the case. The judge said, why not let them go on the streets? They add a lot of color to the city.
People are always asking about you, Srila Prabhupada.
I shall go now. Is it direct flight? No.
It's very far away. Yeah, everyone is, even the guests, everyone is always asking about Srila Prabhupada.
I was wondering whether, I was speaking with Sudhamaraj, whether it would be possible for him to come be on the boat program with Sudhamaraj.